The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
So we learned a new phrase yesterday, which is pre-herd immunity. So speaking on his way into the cabinet meeting yesterday, the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, said that the country is at something he called pre-herd immunity because he said by the end of the week, 50% of the adult population will have been offered at least one vaccine dose. And he said in other parts of the world, like Israel and New York, there is a population bonus that happens after 50% of the adult population has had a jab, and that this, he called it pre-herd immunity. He said it's a systems dynamic where the benefit moves from just the individual to being population based. So on the line now we have Kingston Mills, who is Professor of Immunology in Trinity College Dublin. Good morning, Kingston.
Good morning, Brendan.
Are we going to reach a major tipping point by the end of the week when 50% of the population has had one jab?
I'm afraid not. I think that I need to explain the basis of herd immunity. I've worked on the field of vaccines for over 30 years, and coming from it from a scientific and immunologic perspective, this is just simply not the case that we're going to get anywhere near. I've never heard the term pre-herd immunity, by the way, but I will explain what herd immunity is. It's more correctly called population immunity, and that is reached when around 70% normally, but in the case of 70% population is vaccinated, the whole population is then protected because transmission is stopped. But with the various variants that have emerged, including the UK one and now the Indian one, that figure has gone up from 70, probably closer to 80-85%. So that means 85% of the entire population has to be vaccinated with two doses, not one dose, because we know that one dose has fairly limited protection, especially against the UK. It's about 50% efficacy, according to a recent Public Health England study, against the UK variant, and only 33% against the Indian variant. So that's telling us that one dose of the vaccine, which is what's happened in Ireland, 1.8 million people have had one dose, but only 500,000 people have had two doses. So that's 10% of the population. So you see where we have to go. We have to go from 10% up to 85 if we want to get herd immunity. And that's going to be a challenge. Now, what was good news was that the EMA actually licensed the vaccines for the underage group, the 10 to 15-year-olds, yesterday.
Kingston, can I interrupt you a second? So would the case be then that you're talking about the population as a whole? If we're leaving out a quarter of a third of the population out of our calculus, which is people under 18 or 16 or whatever, we will never get herd immunity unless we start vaccinating children. Is that right?
That is correct. But the more pertinent point is that you cannot make any inferences based on one dose, because we know now that, there was earlier data suggesting that one dose was pretty effective, but that was before we had the threat of the Indian variant. In the UK now, 7,000 cases of the variant. It's the dominant variant in parts of northern England. It is going to take over there. It inevitably will take over in Ireland because of the lack of restrictions on travel between the UK and Ireland. And when it takes over here, it means then that we're fighting a virus which is more transmissible, 60% more transmissible. That increases the threshold for herd immunity. And I'm not trying to deliberately paint a negative picture, but I just want to give people the honest facts and not misleading information. I've just heard
Are we opening up too quickly, Kingston?
Yeah, I mean, the ad that preceded my piece here was 2.6 million doses of vaccine. That's misleading. It's true that there are 2.6 million doses of vaccine administered, but only 500,000 people are fully vaccinated. That means that only 500,000 people in this country, around 10%, are protected potentially against the UK and the Indian variant. And that's if they get the Pfizer vaccine. If they get the AstraZeneca vaccine, the level of protection drops from 88% down to 60%. Against the Indian variant, if the data from the Public Health England study last week is holds up, so that's the reality of the scenario that we're in. So,
was there any situation in New York or Israel or anywhere where they reached some kind of tipping point and they noticed the benefits when there were 50% of the people, even with one jab?
We've already seen it here. I mean, we know that the numbers of cases in our hospital has dramatically declined, and that's the direct benefit of vaccination. So that is clearly showing that the vaccines are working in the older population and stopping COVID-19 disease, severe disease. This is a very different thing than stopping transmission, which is what herd immunity is about. So don't get me wrong. I mean, people might misinterpret what I'm saying. that I'm saying I'm being too negative, but I'm actually being honest and realistic about what I'm saying. That, you know, we have stopped severe disease and hospitalization significantly because of the direct effect of vaccination in the older population. But right now, transmission is in the younger population. We haven't got to vaccinating those yet, and the transmission is still progressing. And that's reflected in the daily number of cases that we see. It's still up around 400 or 500. And as we open up, inevitably those numbers of cases will increase. If the Indian variant comes in, they will increase further. And so it's a race between getting the vaccine into people and stopping that, you know, both the UK and the Indian variant here. So,
okay. And are you including people under 18 and 16 in that? Do you think they need to be vaccinated as soon as possible? Yeah,
absolutely. There's been significant transmission. The schools, they're closed now, but in the schools there was significant transmission, even with the UK Kent variant. And they mightn't get severe disease, and most of them don't, fortunately. And they don't transmit probably as much as adults, but they can be a reservoir of disease, and they can be a reservoir of infection transmitted to others. So we absolutely have to include the children in it. And I mean, the US are already starting to vaccinate children, and the EU now have approved it, the Pfizer vaccine. So that's going to be the next step for us. Obviously, you know, they will be towards the end because they're lower risk compared with the older people. But yeah, if to get herd immunity, we do need to do that. Yes.
Okay. And just in the 30 seconds we've left, your concern about the opening up, what specific concerns have you?
The concern really is in relation to travel from the UK, because, you know, if we let in the more cases of the Indian variant, then it's the bar is raised in terms of what we're talking about, this herd immunity, this elusive thing. But I mean, to be honest, I don't think we should even be talking about herd immunity, because we're simply not going to reach it. We don't have to protect our population. We can protect the vulnerable by getting as many doses of the vaccine into as many people as possible, the high efficacy vaccines into as many people as possible, and the high risk individuals. And that's the first priority, and we've achieved that now in the older age groups and the healthcare workers. But okay, in order to get transmission stopping, we have to get the vaccine into as many people as possible.
Okay, Professor Kingston Mills, Professor of Immunology in Trinity College Dublin, thank you very much.